Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. The beginning is not just for the young.
Amen.
We say that over and over again. Amen. And I like being in that number. How about you? We'd like to thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. from 7 to 8 o'clock. And
Eastern
we thank
Standard.
You. Amen. As my wife said, Eastern Standard Time. We thank you so much for tuning in. and just taking time out of your day just to share and hear the word of God. Amen. As we move forward, we'd like to let you know that we are interactive Bible study, so I will be opening up the mics so that we can have conversation, amen, so we can sit around the table and we can, as we fed, we can talk about what we ate, amen, and that's a good thing, and talk about the word of God. So we do thank you for that and also for you sharing even before you do that. Also, you can go to the archives and pull up any message, amen, share it with a friend, family, or even a foe, amen. The word of God, amen. That's what we're doing, proclaiming the gospel to everyone, amen. Not just one or two, but everyone. So we do appreciate you doing that, as well as for those of you who are listening by internet, you, if you choose to want to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in on that number, you can be a part of this conversation or this dialogue and after the message has been presented. Amen. As we move forward, of course, you know, the first of the month, you know, we kind of look at the beginning of the month. Amen. The month of December. And we always have prayer with Mother Gloria, who is from Call Upon New Ministries. And they have a prayer ministry every morning at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9:30. So if you have an opportunity to, please, you know, listen in, please, and, you know, you will be truly blessed. Also, for Bishop Palmer, they have a prayer group as well, amen. So if you need information, give me a call and or send me a text, and we can get you that information, amen, because we know that prayer answers things, amen. So, oh my goodness, amen, amen, amen. It does move mountains.
The absence of prayer is the absence of faith.
I like that. The absence of prayer is the absence of faith. Amen, amen, amen. As we move forward, we're going to move on, and we're going to have prayer, of course, from a dynamic woman of God who has chosen to give her life, you know, to prayer ministry, amen, prayer warrior. Mother Gloria should be on the line. We're going to open up for her as she prays for the sick, praying for those who are going through loss, praying for those who are having issues with COVID, amen. Even families that are broken today, even families, praying for families, amen, because we know that God honors families. Amen. So we're going to move on over, and the next voice you hear will be Mother Gloria. And after she comes, returns, and we're going to move on into our message. Amen. Mother Gloria, are you there?
Praise God. Good evening. Good evening to John and to Suzanne Clay. It is truly an honor and a privilege to come before you the first Wednesday of the month. I don't take it lightly, but I'm weary and tired today. But you know what, saints? As I was praying, the Holy Spirit said, tell your people, my people, to praise me. So this is what we're going to do today, tonight. We're going to give God our best praise. Even if you're going through the pandemic, because my family is there, even though you might be sick in your body, I'm there. If you got problems in your family, we're there. If there's a need in your life, we're all there. So God, when I was praying, I said, God, what do you want me to pray? He said, be real. Be yourself. Pray for the people of God. Let them know that I labor and I'm more than enough. No matter what you're going through, he wants you, those that are listening tonight, to set your mind on our Heavenly Father. And he wants you to give him some praise. Come out of that cute place, that comfort place, and give God some praise through whatever you're going through tonight. God wants his people to praise him. And when the praises go up, see, I'm a praiser. That's me. I'm a I can't see. He done brought me too far. He done brought us all too far. Not to praise.
Yeah.
This is not a time not to praise. If we could praise him through, if he can get the glory out of what we're going through, then he will bring us through, and he will give us peace. See, what we need now is through the pandemic and all the stuff that we're going through, in the midst of all that, we need some peace. And God, the word says he will give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. So, he wants you to praise him. See, he wants you to praise him through your circumstances. See, he already knows what you're going through. He's already there. But if we could just look to the hills for whence cometh our help. Now, I'm telling you, see, I'm forgetting about myself and how I feel. And look to the hills for whence cometh your help. He said to me, tell my people to praise me. So wherever you are right now, give him some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise him, God, for whatever you're going through, whatever the situation looks like. He already knows about it. He knew before you knew. He knew before we knew that we was going to deal with the pandemic. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But how are we going to go through it? Are we going to go through whining or complaining, or are we going to call on the name of Jesus? So tonight, call on that name, Jesus. If you can say Jesus for whatever you're going through right now.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You're being tired and weary. You don't know what the day is going to bring. You're in the midst of.
She's fading out.
So.
Mother Gloria, you're breaking up. We've lost you. Are you there?
I think her phone is going in and out.
Mother Gloria?
I'm going to hear some what's coming to hell. Shut up.
About the enemy.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Mother Gloria, we can't hear you. You're phasing out. And she's probably in.
Father God, we just praise your name this evening, Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, for this time, Father God, that you've set aside for us on Wednesday evenings, Father God, to come together with like-minded people, dear Lord, that are also seeking you, Father God, seeking a word from you, Father God, seeking revelation, Father God, an understanding of your word, Father. We praise you and we thank you.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the ministry that will go forward tonight, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the message that has been prepared, Father God. We thank you that the Holy Spirit has prepared our dwelling places, Father God, or wherever the listeners are sitting, Father God, that there's peace around them, Father God, that, Father God, they're able to focus on the word and what you have for us to learn, to glean from this evening, Father. We praise you and we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, for Mother Gloria, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that her connection, Father God, will be strong, Father God, and we will be able to hear her, Father. We thank you, Lord, that for every household, as I said, Father God, that
yes,
every
God,
household
yes,
is
God.
Blessed, Father God.
In the name of
here,
Jesus.
Father God,
in the name of
that,
Jesus.
Are not here, Father God.
Yes, God.
And we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, and we ask you, dear Lord, for those that are needing healing, Father God. We know that every Christ is
In the name of Jesus.
For our healing, Father God. For every sickness
thank you, Jesus.
On this earth, Father God. So right now, in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus,
yes,
I ask for prayer, Father God. I ask for healing and restoration
yes,
and wellness,
we do, God.
Father God.
We're asking
for
healing. For
those
yes,
suffering
Lord. Yes,
from
Lord.
This pandemic, Father God, that they are protected and not be touched,
we will praise
Father
you
God.
Through the midst
ask,
of it.
Father God,
praise and adoration. Yes.
Father God, that are dealing with
yes.
the illness,
In the name of Jesus.
Around them, Father God, caregivers, Father God, that are truly caregivers and prayer warriors.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Serve and keep them stored up, Father God. I thank you, dear Lord, that you would remind us, Father God, that
remind us, God. Yes.
Be a blessed, Father God,
yes.
To be a blessing, Father God, to remember
yes,
those,
thank
Father
you,
God,
Jesus.
That are,
thank
that
you,
are
God.
Ailing, Father God, those who have chronic
remember,
illnesses,
God.
Father,
remember.
Diseases, Father God, those who might be
yes,
even
God.
Suffering from something that might be minor or temporary, Father God.
Yes.
They too, Father God, will find relief in the name of Jesus,
yes.
And I thank you,
in the
Lord.
Name of
I
Jesus.
I thank you, Father God, that we will be able to see
yes,
miracles,
God.
Father God, healings and
yes.
miracles, Father God. That people will call, Father God, and claim
signs
God,
and wonders. Yes, God. Thank
God,
you, Jesus.
Of the good, of your goodness, dear Lord, that we
yes.
can
yes.
hear and run with the healings and the miracles, Father God. Your
healing
word,
and
Lord. Lord, we should write the vision down, make it plain, mm-hmm. and when it
make
comes
it plain.
Past,
yes,
that we
yes,
run
yes, God.
Father God. So as we write down these names, Father God, of the people that
yes.
are seeking healing, write down the names, Father God.
Mm-hmm. Right now,
people,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus.
There, Father
yes.
God. It's those same names, Father
yes.
God, that we will come
yes,
back
God.
To you with, Father God. Pray
yes.
to you and thank
yes.
you, Lord, so that everyone on the
thank
line can
you,
hear,
God.
Father God. Everyone
yes.
in the
everyone.
Dark, Father God,
everyone,
go down,
God.
Father God, recording history, Father God, of
yes.
this ministry, Father God, of your goodness and your healing and your
and
mercy,
your,
dear
yes.
Lord, in
yes,
the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Yes, God.
I thank you, Father God, that you would bless all the listeners,
yes.
Father God, the how those
all
that are
the
listening
listeners.
Now,
yes.
listening,
thank you, Jesus,
dear Lord.
Yes.
I thank you, Father God, that there'll be a good word that they come away with,
a
Father
good
God.
Word. A
something,
good
Father
word,
God,
yes. Bring, yes.
Father God, to cause them to grow, Father God, to come to you, Father God, if they don't know Jesus, Father
yes,
God.
Yes,
but
yes,
also
yes,
to grow
yes,
in
Jesus.
The word, Father
in
God.
The name of Jesus, yes.
A better, stronger,
yes,
more intimate, more authentic relationship
yes,
with you.
And yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God.
We thank you and we thank
yes,
you.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
We thank
amen.
You, God. We thank you, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
How good it is, brothers, to dwell together in unity.
Yes,
and
it
spirit.
Is. Yes.
You know,
yes,
and think about it. That's nothing but the enemy. When Mother Gloria was
yes.
disconnected, amen, we just continued
ooh.
In prayer.
That's yes.
Amen.
Yes. 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 Amen. Amen.
We are yes. united in Christ. And devil
yes,
for the
are.
Enemy,
yes,
you
are
a liar. You are
yes, he
you
is. Yes. 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 Yes, God.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As we move forward with the word of God, we are coming yes. from Luke 11, 1 through 13. I have all mics open, so if you could please mute your whatever device that you have, if you could mute it. I have all mics open, so please mute whatever device that you have, so that you know, we don't have to go in and unmute you when it's time, you know, for to share, amen, the word of God, or as we dialogue, amen. As we move forward, amen, and the word. Reads as such. One day Jesus was praying in a place, and when he finished, one of the disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" I'm going to be focusing on that passage, but it goes on to say, "Then Jesus said to them," in verse 5, "suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to a friend, 'Lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose one the one inside answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need.
Oh.
And verse 9 goes on it says, so I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be open. Which of your fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? That is the scripture for this evening, and it is coming from Luke. And just to give you a history of Luke, Luke's history will be generally labeled as salvation history. Now, the phases of history moves from the time of the law of the prophets until John to the time of Jesus preaching of the kingdom of heaven. And then it goes on to the time of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's work in the church. In this model prayer, Jesus began with an intimate, direct, addressing Father. Now, this is somewhat a characteristic of the way Jesus referred to God in his prayer. Now, when we look at the scripture of Luke 10:21, it reads as such. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them to the babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemeth good in thy sight. Now, John Wesley, who is a theologian and an evangelist, denotes five requests in that scripture or those passages. And those five is what I would like to address as we move forward together. The first two dealt with God's interest. Now, the first request was God's name, hallowed. Now, hallowed means to set apart or to sanctify or to treat or declare something as holy.
Even his name is holy.
Even his name is holy. The request was for, it was about God's reputation.
Amen.
His reputation in the name of God should be revered.
Amen.
Now, when we look at the meaning of his reputation, a person's name represents their reputation. A person's name represents their reputation. So when we think about Jesus, we think about the names that he was given where his name should be revered. Now listen to this. King of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of hosts, Abba, Most High, Elohim, El Shaddai, Yahweh, Jehovah, Adonai. Ancient days, just to name a few. That name of God should show deep respect. When we use that name, it should show deep respect. Now, the second request was, as we look at it in the passage, was, your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. John the Baptist, Jesus, the 12, and the 72 had been preaching about the coming of God's kingdom. When a person prays for the coming of the kingdom, then that person is accepting the message of Jesus and his followers. The third request is for daily bread. Now, when we look in general terms of daily bread, one is speaking or denoting to something that's nourishing and filling. It's a food that is filling the body. But here, the request is for food that is necessary to sustain one's life for a day. And that's why it says daily bread. It is a spiritual food that is to sustain the believer, to sustain their life for a day. Daily spiritual life. The fourth request concerned man's relationship to God, the forgiveness of sin. Now, Luke had already linked the forgiveness of sins to faith in the passage about a sinful woman who had been forgiven and received salvation. Now listen to the passage when we look in, and we travel back a little ways in Luke. In Luke 7, 36 through 50, and the passage reads, a Pharisee named Simon is contrasted with a sinful woman who received forgiveness and salvation. Now, the Pharisees invited Jesus to dinner, and in one mind, it could have been probably to trick him in some kind of way. See, and this was the custom of the day when one had dinner to provide for the guests to be cleaned before the meal. Most roads, when we looked at it, when Jesus was walking, most roads were unpaved, and the normal footwear that they wore were sandals. And it was common for people's feet to be dusty or muddy. As pointed out later in the episode, Simon did not provide for Jesus at all. He didn't provide for Jesus' feet to be cleaned at the beginning of the dinner party. Now, for this special dinner, in my spiritual mind, I can imagine it was like a party. And at a party, there's recliners and there's couches were provided for the guests to use while they were eating. Now, as the story goes on, they're there, and a woman arrived at the dinner after she learned that Jesus was eating there. She had lived a sinful life. And one would think that she probably was a prostitute in the community. Her life was known all through the Pharisees to label her as a sinner. Now, she wasn't an invited guest to the dinner gathering, but she came anyway. And what she had in her hand was a jar of alabaster, or we might call it perfume. Now, see, during that time, alabaster was expensive. It was expensive. And it still is today. Her presence wasn't unusual for those times, see, because when a rabbi was invited to someone's house, others could stop by and listen to the conversation. As the woman stood behind Jesus, her tears began to weep from her, and it fell on the feet of Jesus. Now, it was a normal sign of respect during that time to pour oil or perfume on someone's head, but maybe this woman felt that she was unworthy to anoint Jesus' head. So she anointed his feet. Now you see, such an act would have amounted to a large expense for a woman who at that time apparently was not wealthy. She also bent over. Now get this. She also bent over Jesus and wiped her tears off of his feet with her hair. She constantly kissed his feet, which displayed a sign of the utmost respect, submission, and affection. Jesus pointed out later that the host, in contrast, had done none of these things to his head. And remember, I said that before dinner, that was the norm, to anoint their head before dinner, or when they came to the dinner, or even giving him water for his feet. Whereas the woman was constantly anointing his feet. Now let's pause there. Here's a woman who had nothing to give. She wasn't wealthy, but she poured out her heart to Jesus. Now I want you to catch that there. She poured out her heart to Jesus. And in her heart, there was her treasure. The Pharisees saw her from a physical sense, but Jesus saw her heart and he treasured her heart. Now, the passage doesn't say why she was weeping. It may have been because she was seeking repentance. Or it may could have been because she was, you know, she could have been weeping for joy at the opportunity of being around one she obviously considered to be the Messiah. Now, the host at the party, when all of this was going on, he was thinking because they did not recognize him as the Messiah, but she probably did because of her act of love. They didn't recognize him as the Messiah, that Jesus could possibly, they were thinking in their mind, Jesus, how could he be a prophet? For if he were a prophet, he would have known that the woman was a sinner. Now catch on to this. And he would have not let her touch him. See, because during that time, for a touch of a sinner bought ceremonial uncleanliness. Jesus, knowing Simon's thoughts, taught in a parable that a person who is forgiven, a person who is forgiven much loves more than a person who is forgiven little. And in asking for forgiveness of sins, a person expresses his faith that God will forgive him. And in other words, a person then shows evidence of his faith by forgiving others. Catch that now. Forgiving others. When I saw read that, isn't that where we're supposed to be? We have been forgiven, so we're supposed to forgive others. Now, the fifth request is, lead us not into temptation. One might ask, but why pray such a prayer since God does not want people to sin? Well, the meaning is that Jesus' followers are to pray that they be delivered from situations that would cause them to sin. Oh, you know the old passage in the passage in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short from the glory of God. Now listen to the passage in Luke 25 through 29. Listen to what happened. And behold, a certain scribe stood up and tried him, meaning Jesus, said, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? Meaning, how did you read it? And he answered and said, listen how Jesus responds, thou shall love the Lord God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind. Now catch this. And thy neighbor as thyself. And he said to them, thou hast answered right. This do and thou shall live. Now catch this now. And then he says, but he willing to justify himself said to Jesus, who is my neighbor? After all that, who is my neighbor? He realized that they were easily drawn into sin, so therefore Jesus' followers needed to ask for help to live a righteous life daily. My brothers and sisters, treasure your heart. As you stay in prayer for one another, treasure your heart.
Because God looks
at your heart.
My God, yes, Lord.
You can use a lot of words. You can proclaim a lot of things. But God looks at your heart.
Heart.
My brothers and sisters, treasure your heart. And as we come into the closing of this, Jesus is teaching prayer through parables. The first parable is concerned about persistence in prayer. Let me repeat that again. The first parable is concerned about persistence in prayer. Persistence means that you don't give up. Persistence means that you don't give out. Persistence means that you don't give in. It's common in Luke for good lessons to be taught by bad examples. In contrast, with a man who didn't want to be bothered in the passage. God wants his people to pray to him. Let me say that again. God wants you and I to pray
to him. Amen.
And I say to you, ask, and it shall be given you.
All right now.
See, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
hold
Lord.
On, there's
yes,
more
Lord.
Than that. For he
All right.
that speaketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. My brothers and sisters, this scripture, this passage is talking about the believers in Christ. It's talking about the believers in Christ.
In Christ.
So Jesus encouraged the people to be persistent in prayer. Treasure your heart. Don't try to change God's mind, but be steadfast in praying to receive their needs.
Stand fast.
The second parable noted that the Heavenly Father gives his children what is good for them. Let me say that again. The Heavenly Father gives his children what is good for them, not what harms them. Jesus encourages the believers to ask. He understands that natural fathers give good food to their children, give good things to their children rather than something that would harm them. The natural father is going to give good things to their children rather than something that will harm them. But here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus stated that this good gift that he gives to you and me, that he has given the Holy Spirit.
My God.
The most important gift that followers of Jesus could ever receive. The Holy Spirit was given at Pentecost. The Heavenly Father gives both heavenly gifts and earthly gifts. My brothers and sisters, today, you're not to pray for the Holy Spirit because it was answered at Pentecost.
My God.
In Romans 8:9, catch this. In Romans 8:9, it says, if anyone, I'm going to say any one of you, if anyone have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. He is none of his. Amen. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what has gone forth. And pray, Heavenly Father, that your word would be a lamp unto our feet and to our path. Lord, I thank you for just who you are in our lives. I thank you, Heavenly Father, as we treasure you in our hearts, in our mind, and in our soul. Father, we thank you. We thank you.
We thank you, God.
We honor, we give you the glory, and we give you all
the praise.
Amen.
Amen.
The mics are open. Mics are open. Any comments, any dialogue, the mics are open.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I like the part where you said treasure your heart and persistent in prayer. Hallelujah. Treasure your heart, persistent in prayer, praying in season, out of season, in the good times, in the bad times. Bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. This is an awesome lesson. Thank you so much as I listen and as I see at the table, our Heavenly Father, he gives us good food. All right.
I'm
finished.
Thank you know, my sister, you know, and when we look at it, it says treasure your heart. See, because hearts can become hardened.
Yes.
And when they become hardened, That's not a good thing. That's not a good thing.
That's
the
right.
world
that's
can
right.
harden your heart.
Yes.
And that's why we have to treasure our heart, protect it. Protect it. Amen. Thank you for that. Any more comments?
Yes, I would like, this is Elder Sharon, and I'd like to say good evening to my pastor, one of my pastors, Mother Gloria. Hello, Mother Gloria. This is Elder Sharon, and this is,
a servant of God.
One of my pastors, and I hold her up with everything in me, but this is one of my special prayers, and especially the way you started off when you said, hallowed be thy name, thy will be done, that as it is in heaven. That's why Jesus came down. When we prayed, thy will be done, it was to restore us, to bring, you're right, this is for believers, to restore us to what we were. We walk with him. We talk with him. We couldn't do that before Jesus came. Jesus came down and restored us. And when we pray this prayer, thy will be done, God sent his son so that we could be restored to him. I love this prayer. I really do. And it reminds me of what Jesus came to do, to buy us back. He paid the price. Hallelujah.
You would be surprised, so many that don't pray because they feel that they don't know how to pray, so therefore they choose not to pray at all. You know, and Jesus has given us, you know, a model prayer. That all we have to do is just use that model. If we don't know what to say, we can use that model.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Sharon, Elder Sharon. God bless you.
Any more comments?
Amen. Amen. I have a quiet audience. A lot of numbers, but a quiet audience. That's probably how I get when I'm in the morning, when I'm, you know, on a call on me ministry listening. I just listen and get fed. Amen. Amen. Any more comments out there in terms of the scripture or anything that you'd like to share, interpretation and so on and so forth, that you would like to share with the body of Christ? Keep in mind, you know, that as we do this, you know, as I always say, it's like sitting around the table and just eating. You know, eating off the feeding off the Word of God. You know, and
sit
around
and
you know, it's not about who's better or who cooked the best. It's not about who has the best words, but it's just about dialogue. Just basically sharing and fellowshipping, you know, with each other. You know, that we don't lose sight of that. You know, it's just fellowshipping and just feeding off the Word of God, because what one person may say may be a blessing to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You may not think that you may have the right words to say, but what you say may be a blessing to someone else. Keep in mind, we all have gifts. We have different gifts. You know, the greatest gift that we have is the Holy Spirit, but we have different gifts that God has given us to go out and proclaim the gospel. He's all given us different gifts, and we cannot try to function like someone else. We can't function like someone else. We all have our different gifts, and we stay in, how can I say it, we just follow our assignments. Amen. Any other comments? Amen. Well, since you're not going to, you know, to share any here, you know, on this, we do thank you for for tuning in. I pray that, you know, that a word was received, you know, as we broke down the scripture, you know, and realizing that God's name is to be revered.
Amen.
You know, it's just
Amen.
Not thrown out lightly. It's
Amen.
Just not
Hallelujah.
Thrown out lightly. You know, and that's basically what this is all about. It's
Amen.
Not thrown
yes.
out lightly. You know, he is not the little G. He is not the little G. He's the big G. You know, he is the head of our lives.
He's the head. Mm-hmm.
God is the one who we follow and try to emulate to be
Amen.
More like Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We fall short. We make mistakes.
Yes,
no one
yes,
is perfect.
Yes, yes, yes.
But we have
oh,
to follow after
yes.
Jesus, no matter what
yes,
we're going through.
Yes, no matter.
There are
no
so
matter.
Many that are going through situations, and God here is saying we are not to look at the situation, but keep our eyes focused on Jesus.
God,
we cannot
yes.
be conformed
right,
to this
that's
world.
Right, that's right.
We can't be conformed to this. We can't allow the world to pull us in and begin to start to think
yes,
like the
yes.
world.
My God.
We have to stay centered. We have to stay centered.
Yes, stay yes,
centered.
Yes, yes.
Keep our eyes on the prize. My brothers and sisters, this is not our home. We're only here temporarily.
No, oh, my God. Yes, yes,
yes.
yes.
Question
yes.
is, while you're here, what are we doing with our time?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing with our time?
Amen.
What are we doing with those that God sent our way? What are we doing with those we come in contact with on our journey?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
God has poured into each and every one of us a gift. And we're supposed
yes.
to take that gift and share it with others.
Share it. Share
That's
it.
Right.
Present to them something that they may not be familiar with.
Yes.
And when we do that, then we are aligned with what God wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Proclaim the gospel. Give Jesus the glory. Listen, with situations, when God sends people our way with situations, God might have said, go and check out Mother Glory. And listen
mm-hmm.
to what he's going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Go and check out Elder Sharon. And let's see
yes,
what she's going
yes,
to tell
yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Go and check out Dr. Suzanne and see what she's going to tell you. Go
that's right,
out.
That's right.
I guess,
yeah.
And listen,
yeah.
I believe that God is banking on us to do the right thing.
Yes,
to do the
yes,
right thing.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
And that's why it says, be steadfast.
Steadfast.
Be immovable.
Yes,
be
yes, yes.
Steadfast. See, because God has already got our back.
Yes,
yes.
Our
yes.
strength comes from the Lord. And if our strength comes from the Lord, who can be against us?
Mm-hmm.
Who can be against you? Who can
Nobody.
Be against me?
Nobody.
If God has our back. And that's what he
Hallelujah.
Wants.
Hallelujah.
When we call out the name of Jesus, it is to be revered.
Yes.
We don't take it lightly.
Mm.
It should come from our heart and not just
our
lips.
Yes, yes. yes.
Treasure your heart. Treasure your heart.
Yes.
Don't allow your heart to become hardened by worldly things.
Yes.
God knows.
Yes, he does.
Yes. God will work it out.
Yes.
God
will
work
God
it out.
God will work it out.
That's where that faith comes in. Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Hope
and
for.
The
yes.
Yes. Things unseen.
Mm.
Stand strong on the word of God, because his word will not come back void.
No
matter
never.
What they look like, no matter how many faces that they give you,
yes.
His word will not come back void.
Yes.
And believe.
Praise God. Amen.
I don't take God lightly.
My Lord.
That's right.
I'm not going to play with the name of Jesus. I'm not going to play with it. I might play with other
That's
things.
Right. That's right.
I might have a joke here and there, but I do not play with the same.
No.
Will not. Shall not.
My soul
is too valuable to lose.
That's right. Praise God. Too valuable. My God.
Treasure your heart. Treasure your heart.
Treasure
Don't allow
your heart.
Anything or anyone to harden your heart. Stay in the Word of God.
The Word of God.
Yes. And daily ask the Holy Spirit to examine your heart, to reveal any sins of omission or commission, to reveal your motives and order your steps.
Praise God. Amen.
God has brought us too far.
Yeah.
To leave us now.
That's right. Praise God. Elder, if I could comment on the one thing you said, we are forgiven. We must forgive others. And, I have been searching myself if there's anything, anyone. I had something to happen to me. And you know what? I immediately had to forgive. I said, Lord, help me to forgive them. Forgive them in spite of. And I prayed for them. And you know what? I was freed of it.
Amen. I was set
free of that situation. And I thank God for when we forgive others and be reminded that he has forgiven us. He has forgiven us.
Yes.
So I thank you. I thank you for that.
Yeah. You know, Mother Gloria? When you said that, the first thing I thought about was strongholds.
Mm-hmm.
See, because when we don't forgive and we can to keep it in our heart.
Yeah.
That's what the enemy wants. And then what happens?
Yes, he does.
Then it becomes harder and harder and harder.
Yes, it does.
It's almost like a cancer. It begins to eat it out.
Yes.
It begins to start to eat it out. And before you know it, we're in another place. They call it a dark place.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And God does not want us in a dark place.
No,
he doesn't.
Thank you, Jesus.
The light. He is the light. And God wants us to be able to shine like
Jesus.
So with others, they will not become intimidated.
There's something about them
that's different.
Yes.
There's something about them that's different. I want
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
I've been suffering too long. I want it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord.
Sometimes we don't have to say a word. Don't have to say a word. It might just be a simple smile.
Jesus.
Yes.
At the right
time. Yes.
God makes it so simple. We're the ones who make it complex. We're the ones who make it hard.
difficult.
My God.
We are the ones. But if we follow God's prescription, I can think on it and say that it'll all work out. I believe
all things.
It will work out. No matter what your situation is, it will work out. Don't take your eyes off of Christ.
Don't take your eyes off of Christ.
Don't lose heart. And firm. When I think about that, if God is for me,
who
can stand against me?
That's right. That's right. Who?
Nobody. That's why he's called
nobody.
That's why he is the Lord of Lords. That's why he is the great I
King
am.
Of kings.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, God.
God said, I am that I am.
Yeah.
You can take that as a thing.
Yes, you can.
See, the enemy don't want us having talk like that. But that's motivating. Mm-mm. That's encouraging to the spirit. He don't want us to talk like that.
Mm-hmm. No.
He wants us to come out of our mouth with things that is not of God.
Things that's going to bring us down.
Mm-hmm. Things that's going to bring us down.
Yeah.
Things that's going to pull us away. And before you know it, we're lost.
We're lost.
And have a difficult time.
Amen.
Have a difficult time finding our way back.
Hallelujah.
But see,
Hallelujah.
The story doesn't end there. The story doesn't end there. Jesus is waiting. It's just that we're so blind that we don't even see him with his arms open.
Hallelujah.
Come back. Waiting for us to come back so he can embrace us with that tender love.
Hallelujah.
That tender love.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That when we first began. With that tender love.
Mm-hmm.
A tender love.
God is so loving. He is so loving. He is so loving. He loves us so much that he gave his only son.
Yes, God. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
My God.
My brothers and sisters, this is about us all. This is about each and every one of us. And it's not about where we are, it's where we're going.
Yeah, Lord.
Keep our eyes on the prize.
He's the prize.
Yes, he is. He's the prize. See, that's what I'm talking about. Sitting around the table and just laughing and having a good time. Feeding on
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Lord.
Ain't no harm to praising. It ain't no harm.
That's right. Ain't no harm to praising. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Praise Him.
Praise Him. Hallelujah. That's what God wants.
Mm-hmm.
All He wants. And you know what? He made us just the same way. That's all we want, is to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And if you tell me that you don't want to be loved, you might, excuse me, I'm going to call you a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I shouldn't say that.
Right.
I know I shouldn't say that.
That's all we want. Yes, that's true.
We thank you so much for each and every one of you again tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We definitely had a good time
feeding off the Word of God,
you know. And when I think about the Word of God, you know, I think about it says, taste and eat and know that I am good.
Hallelujah.
I'm good.
Hallelujah.
I'm good.
How
good.
Can you feed off the word of God and it don't taste good?
Good.
How can you? One of the best recipes you could ever have. Just feed on the word of God.
Yeah.
And my brothers
yes,
and my sisters,
yes.
It's good for the soul.
Mm-hmm, for
again,
the soul.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We love you, but God
mm-hmm.
loves you most. I really
yeah.
hate to move on, you know, because I am enjoying you, but I got to get ready for tomorrow and hear my sisters and the rest of brothers and sisters as they pray and lift up the word of God. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
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 Keep them in mind.
Amen.
We love you. We love
yes.
you. We love you. Don't ever forget that.
And I love you more. Amen.
God
amen.
Loves you. Well, God.
Yes.
Mm.
God
bless
you.
Bless you.
Mm.
God
we
bless
had a good
you.
Time, Deacon Pearl. I
all
heard
right.
You.
A mighty good
call
time.
Call under
amen.
Me ministry was there.
Amen. Amen.
Love you. Call under me.
Have a blessed evening.
Yeah. God bless you. God bless you, Elder John and Suzanne. God bless you.
I love you, Mother.
Love
I love
you,
you,
Elder Sharon. All right.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
I
love,
love
you, too.
Elder
bye-bye.
And Suzanne.
It's so hard to love
God bless you, Elder Sharon. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
I stole my door and left me far behind. Though all I have is lost. I can look beyond the sky, deep into the Father's eyes, and see that there is hope for one like me. I can begin again with the passion of a child. My heart is cultivation of a life that's still face the dawn.